Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the world of innovation, business, design, tech, and culture. I am Fazlan Esau, and today we're joined by two brand new additions to the Label Sessions expert roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
So hello and welcome to Charlotte Dewhurst, the brand builder who leads with curiosity. Charlotte brings clarity to chaos, helping brands, teams, and leaders cut through noise, reset, and move with purpose. Welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Amazing. And also a big welcome to Mai Fenton, the CMO who turns marketing into a growth engine. Mai brings structure, insight, and commercial edge to marketing teams, repositioning brands, and unlocking momentum where it matters most. Welcome to both of you.
Hi. Thanks for the introduction. And it's a pleasure to be here.
Lululemon has just appointed a chief AI officer. So it's going all in on AI, as we're seeing a lot of companies do this. Is this good for innovation to have, you know, a chief AI officer? Should this be something that's across the board? Would it help to take on challenges like the replacement of SEO with GEO, the generative engine optimization? And if you want to be driving innovation in a big company, should there be an AI leader attached? Have we gone too far, or have we not gone far enough? Charlotte?
I feel quite divided on this topic. If I think about maybe the last 5 years, I've been in two businesses that, you know, really want to and need to embrace innovation around AI and have absolutely done just that. And the thing that has worked, and I'm talking specifically about my experience in Matalan and RS Group, has been every individual department really understanding and embracing the AI agenda. So if I'm head of SEO, I'm really thinking about what that means for SEO. I'm really thinking about how I bring some more of the kind of the storytelling narrative to the content so that it can index in AI search. And so there's an element of me off the cuff when I think about that question that says, absolutely not. I think everybody needs to have an agenda and an ownership and, you know, fundamentally an understanding, because I still think there's a number of leaders who pay lip service and think, oh, AI, that must be ChatGPT, and oh, that must be something marketing do, or maybe that's something that the website team do. So yeah, I think everybody needs to own it. Everybody has a responsibility to learn about what it means for them and their area, and as leaders actually lead their people through that. So that is kind of my off the cuff response. But then, you know, when I really question what Lululemon have done, you know, if you can do that, then why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you create an owner who is the cheerleader, the champion, the person that is flying the flag for something that we know is going to change the face of our business and retail specifically forever? And I guess thinking about the complexity of landing newness in big brands, I know from experience that if somebody isn't talking about it every minute of every day, then it gets pushed down the agenda because, you know what, there's new things to do, there's new season to go after. It's always something that kind of falls off. So what I think is really brilliant about what Lulu have done is really committed to that agenda. And I imagine if this person comes in and is about championing, cheerleading, educating, and is really the leader of a movement rather than the owner of a project, then I think that could be super exciting. And I think that could be a model that lots of companies could embrace. Importantly, though, I think the owner of the projects need to be the functional business owners. So this person would be very much leading the agenda, and the owners of the functions would be the people who are driving that agenda and driving the change.
Yeah, I think I agree. AI needs to be lived in every department, right? It's not just one team and one leader. I do think, like you said, that for companies of a certain scale, that there are some benefits in having a clear owner, because sometimes when there's no owner, no one really drives it. No one's going to champion it. We've seen that in, you know, in tech a long time ago, and, you know, the rise of a chief technology officer, etc. So to make things happen, having somebody with ownership and accountability at a high level can really, really accelerate things. Ultimately, I think it depends on if you need a, you know, CAI officer, probably depends on company size, AI maturity, also how dependent on AI are you as an organization, or how dependent are you on AI for long-term future value creation, etc. So I've worked in small businesses, startups, where we did not have such role, and it was for us in the executive teams to really embrace it. But if you're a small organization, it's much easier to align laterally with your SLT, to cascade down to the team, and to really galvanize the whole team around it. I think, you know, as companies evolve and grow, there probably are, there would be some benefits. I can see why Lululemon have done that, benefits in appointing a CIO. It's also because AI is not just about marketing, like, you know, you alluded to, Charlotte, and sometimes it's like something from, it is not just about marketing, it's product experience, it's supply chain. It's like, if AI is across multiple departments, you kind of need somebody to sort of bring that together, but also to elevate it at board level. So should the CEO sit at the board table? Well, if the CEO is not, doesn't have great AI fluency or enough belief and advocacy for it, yes, it would help build the agenda and bring it up to the board, because ultimately they're responsible for AI governance, approving budgets, approving prioritization. They'll be thinking about, you know, is it right for the long term of the company? Is it in the interest of my shareholders, et cetera, et cetera. So I think, yes, there will be, it would make sense for certain organizations, especially the large ones, where AI really is a sort of all company priority.
I think as well, another way of looking at it could be, you know, 10 years ago, it might have been chief innovation officer or head of innovation. You know, when I was at Argos, we started to look at 3D printing. This is like 12, 13 years ago. And that was kind of something that was new and different. And we started to look at that cross-functionally. There's something really similar, although of course the pace is quicker, but I think there's something really similar in terms of you have to at the top table, whether it comes from a chief AI officer, the CEO, whoever it is, there has to be a culture of, you know what, we're going to try a bunch of stuff and we're going to see how it goes. We're going to get customer feedback and, you know, we're going to dip our toe in the water. I think one of the things that Matalan did really well was we worked with a tool on our website to do like an AI outfit builder, because we knew that when customers shopped in store, they sometimes really depended on one of the colleagues to say, you know what, that would look really great with that. Or have you tried this? Or quite a few people have been trying this colour. And often, I think we can all relate, when you're shopping for fashion online, you can sometimes feel a little bit stranded. So Matalan worked with a third party called Hullabaluck, who basically used all of the cross-shopping, cross-category shopping insights and customer data to demonstrate to customers how they might put outfits together in an online environment. Super simple, lots of fashion retailers doing it, but saw a massive, massive impact on conversion and a massive uplift in sales. And I guess that's a great example of where, again, operationally, I get it, businesses, brands, retailers in particular are really focused on getting product through the supply chain into the shops or online and getting people to buy it. And I think that's where the idea of a chief AI officer, although we didn't have one in Matalan, could be really great, because it's offering those little tidbits of, well, have you thought about that? How could it revolutionize the changing room experience, which we know is another really, really big one for brands, to help people to feel confident, to feel like they've got the solutions and the information. So I guess there's that cultural piece around bravery, around trial, around test and learn, like, it doesn't matter if it doesn't work, we'll try something else. I think culturally there's a big shift, and that could be something that is really prompted by a chief AI officer if it weren't by the rest of the C-suite.
I love that.
Yeah, you're right. And then, you know, if to have a role at that level of at the board table or at the SLT table would also enable for, would help sort of embed this AI culture. I think it's very important. It's great to have the plans and the vision, et cetera, but you need the people to embrace it, to behave in the right way, and to welcome change, right, in the way they work, which is often the the hardest. And that's probably why, as you mentioned, Charlotte, then suddenly we've got chief digital officer, because implementing, you know, it was a long time ago, but implementing new digital ecosystem was so difficult without a single owner that can really sort of make sure it's embedded throughout the organization.
And as you were saying, Mike, it's kind of creating the space, like the space in the business, the space at the top table, the space in teams to say, hey, like go and learn about this, go and experiment with this, you know, what could this mean? You know, maybe even creating incentives for different people in different teams to land something. And I know that sounds super simple, but you know, if I were a retailer, if I were a Tesco, or if I were a Walmart, I'd be thinking, you know, what is it? How can we do this without it being a side of desk project? And I think that's what's so brilliant about Lululemon is there's a commitment to deliver that space, that ability to go and figure it out. And I think so many businesses just don't have that space. They don't have the ability to go and figure it out because they're too busy. And so there's something really brilliant and really bold and really inspiring about that, actually.
I also think it's just, it's a natural sort of progression of the innovation conversation, right? So innovation doesn't work if it doesn't fall to the business. And the same with AI, and I love the Atlant example in terms of it addressed the need. And I think that's where the future of AI and the sustainability of AI is. It's if it actually is addressing needs and not just, you know, creating things for the sake of creating things, which we've seen with the
AI.